again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reimer. Well, sir, it's early evening as we enter the small house halfway up at the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Vic and young Russell. The former's established at the library table playing solitaire, and the latter occupies the corner of the davenport tying his shoe. Each gentleman is attired in his nicest clothes, and we get the feeling that there's about to be a general exodus. Listen.
Why, George, it's pleasant to be alive and well and busy.
You sound precious smug, trite, and platitudinous.
Oh, no, but you appreciate how I mean. Sometimes a person suffers, sits heavy on his stomach, and he feels grouchy and lazy. Other times, like tonight, the person is full of pep and energy. He's bright-eyed and eager.
Are you bright-eyed and eager?
Sure.
That's quite a coincidence. You're bright-eyed and eager, and I am handsome, talented, popular, wealthy, and
anti-disestablishmentarianistic. You grasp my point, though. Here I am in my good clothes. I'm looking forward to going down to the YMCA and spending an invigorating evening watching the fat men play handball. Here you are in your good clothes. You're looking forward to a jolly lodge meeting.
I don't know as jolly is quite the adjective.
No, but we're both bright-eyed and eager.
I used to be bright-eyed and eager for a living. They paid me 40 cents an hour for my services, and I collected time and a half for overtime, ate my big meal at noon, and never refused free lunch.
Oh, Mom's upstairs hollering.
Answer Mom upstairs hollering.
Here you are, Mom.
Hello, Willie. Thought you'd gone.
Oh, no, not yet.
Is Gus still there?
Sure.
I heard you.
I'm dead broke, Vic.
She's dead broke. I never earn a nickel for what she spends it. I'm not going to stand for this much longer.
Leave 50 to 75 cents on the library table before you go.
50 or 75 cents.
After the picture show, I want to treat Miss Kilgore and Miss Trogle to ice cream sodas in a degree.
Do I work and slave down at that office and wear my fingers to the bone to earn money to shovel ice cream sodas into Miss Kilgore and Miss Trogle? I do not.
Oh, shucks, Gus. You
sound
like...
Miss Kilgore and Miss Trogle buy their own ice cream sodas.
Hey, did you hear what I said, Dick?
Yes, Sadie, I heard you.
Well, why didn't you answer then?
I was just about to. 50 or 75 cents a day.
Maybe you'll
have
to leave a dollar.
A dollar? Now it's a dollar. All right, Sade, I'll leave a dollar. A dollar. A dollar's worth of ice cream she's going to shovel into Miss Kilgore and Miss Trogan.
Hey, what's all that monkey business down there?
Russell took off my shoe and tickled my foot.
Funny man.
Mom is alive and well and busy and bright-eyed and eager this evening, the same as you and I are.
Mom is a scoundrel.
She's going to be all dressed up and she's going to take in the picture show with a couple of her pals. All three of us are looking forward to a pleasant, invigorating evening.
In the living room, what are they, Sadie, honey?
Hark, hark, the lark. Hold my hand, I'm afraid of the dark. Is that you, Uncle Thatcher?
Evening, Vic.
Don't come in here till I fix my hair. I'm afraid I won't let you see me looking like this.
That's right.
What on earth are you yelling about down there?
Uncle Fletcher's here, Mom.
Oh, is he?
You on deck, too, are they, Russell, honey?
Hi, Uncle Fletcher.
Glorious day, Vic.
Most stimulating and enjoyable.
I had the idea around noon it was going to sneeze itself up a light shower. Clouds drifted off toward the northwest, though, and she never come to nothing. Sadie down cellar, are they?
Upstairs.
Fine. She'll enjoy that. I can't stay but a minute, Vic, honey. I'm on my way downtown.
Well, so are we, Uncle Fletcher.
Is that a fact? Little Tad's that way there, enthusiastic. Their tiny brains develop and they start putting two and two together.
Yeah.
No, Uncle Fletcher, but that's the truth. We're all going downtown, too.
The little bird within the nest finds strength cascading in his wings and eventually flies away.
Oh, boy.
I'm going downtown to the YMCA and watch the fat men play handball. Gov's going downtown to the Unity Building to attend a lodge meeting. And Mom's going downtown to take in the Badger Picture Show with a couple of her chums.
The plums and peaches dangle from the bough. The workman stops to wipe his sweating brow. Who said that, Vic?
The short man with the green feet is hiding underneath the davenport.
I believe Martin Jordle of Sycamore, Illinois, said that when he helped bury Anderson L. McCrotcher that got caught between two cyclones. I believe he said, the plums and peaches dangle from the bough. The workman stops to wipe his sweating brow.
Good evening, Uncle Fletcher.
The plumber packs his wrenches and is through. The pool shark sheds a tear and racks his cue.
Here's Mom.
The day is done and all the workmen stop. They throw aside their shovel, hoe, and mop. They eat their humble supper and they laugh. The women and the baby.
Hello, Uncle Fletcher. Are you refusing to speak to me? I'll feel like trees of company for the crowd.
Evening, Sadie, honey. Evening, Sadie, honey. These scallywags told me you were down cellar.
Oh, they are scallywags.
I only looked in for a second, just happened to be passing by.
Uh-huh. Well, Dandy, why, we haven't seen you since...
This noon.
No, I guess you haven't seen me since this noon.
You haven't come around often.
Stay away too long.
I remember the evening.
Now come around.
Oh, are you?
Robber or something.
Be quiet. You're spending the evening downtown, Uncle Fletcher?
Yes. Spending the evening downtown.
Well, we are, too.
I was just telling him, Mom.
Don't forget to give me that dollar, Vic.
I'll fish it out right now.
Come on, to treat the ladies and it's agreed.
I'm spending the evening in the society of Harry Feedburg.
Oh?
We're going to skulk in the interurban station waiting room there and fool with the peanut machine. Look in the lobby of the Butler House Hotel a while and listen to the drummers talk politics. Maybe saunter on down to the Chicago and Alton Depot later on and see the fast Kansas City meat train go through.
Sounds like a nice evening.
Oh, yes. We'll enjoy ourselves.
How is Feedburn these days?
Jumpy, Vic.
Huh?
I don't like to leave him alone.
A little nervous about getting married?
Not any more so than anybody else would be, I don't expect. But the wedding is so close now.
Well, next week.
Yes, Russell Cuddy, next week. Don't give him much gang spread or leeway. The ceremony drags nearer and nearer. The time he's got left is sloughing off to nothing. He's got to face the music within just a few short days. Oh, he's jumpy, Vic, mighty jumpy.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I ought to stay with him in case he suddenly gets feverish, frantic, or panic-stricken.
Sure.
What time is it, Vic?
Oh, a couple of minutes past 7.
I better leave pretty soon.
Me too.
I'll stroll along with you people.
You know, it's hard on a fellow being rushed and driven ragged the way it's been with me in recent weeks. There's been enormous new and startling developments in connection with my landlady getting married occurring constantly. I haven't had a second to call my own. But I've enjoyed it. It's pleasant to be busy.
Well, I said that very thing to Gov just before you walked in, Uncle Fletcher.
He did, it did.
I said it's pleasant to be alive and well and busy. It makes a person bright-eyed and eager. Look at us four guys. I'm bright-eyed and eager because I'm going downtown and watch the fat man play handball. Gov's bright-eyed and eager because he's
going to
live
me.
Sure. Well, you're bright-eyed and eager because you're taking in the picture show. And Uncle Fletcher's bright-eyed and eager because he's spending an enjoyable evening with Harry Feedburn.
Such a bright-eyed, eager outfit I never saw.
Well, that's the truth.
Well, I better be on my way.
But all of us better be on our way. Did you give me that dollar, Vic?
Sure. You stuck it in your purse.
Who's going in my direction?
Well, what direction you going, Mom?
North. I'm stopping past at Miss Kilgore's, and Mr. Kilgore's driving us over to pick up Miss Trogle, and then we ride on downtown.
Oh, I'm going east, directly downtown.
Those guys can't get together, then.
Well, where are you going?
Across the alley and through Nice Upper Yard over to University Avenue and call for Steve Chestburger.
Gov's going south. How about you, Uncle Fletcher?
I'm sauntering over to Ed Merble's gas station. I arranged to meet Harry Feedburn there.
Where's that?
Beg pardon?
Where's this gas station at?
Corner of Washington and Prairie Street.
Where?
What?
It's west.
I know it's west.
Oh, we're all going in different directions.
Is that a fact?
Mom's going north, I'm going east, Gov's going south, and you're going west.
All different directions, by joy.
Uh-huh. We're all going downtown. All going to the same place.
Yes, we're all going to the same place. And we'll see each other again.
Sure, we'll see each other again.
No doubt about it.
Well, let's go.
Yes, let's go.
Goodbye.
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 Friends, next week, Vic and Sade are beginning a short holiday. One well-deserved after 12 successful years on the air. We all hope that Paul Reimer, the author, and the cast of Vic and Sade will have a pleasant holiday. and that you'll be able to hear Vic and Sade again soon. Watch your paper for an announcement of their return.